I've worked with a lot of cinematographers who are really good, and I've worked with Bob Ellsworth, has an Academy Award, and I have Jonathan Freeman. I worked when he was just beginning to make it in Canada. Tom Del Ruth, really, really good cinematographer. Gus Macris on Law & Order, really talented, visually gifted guys, and storytellers with a camera, knowing where to put the camera to tell a story. But nobody like Clay. No, I've never worked with anybody this ridiculously inventive every single day, every minute of every day. When I asked him, when we were shooting, probably about the seventh or eighth day of shooting, we shot the night work for the crime scene footage. I said, I want it to look real, but I don't really want it to be real. I want it to look like a series of Van Goghs that are half lit. He said, oh, I know what you want. And then he went and shot that notion, where the whole story of that opening crime footage really isn't about the objects in the footage, it's about how the light moves. He knew what I meant when I said, give me Vermeer and Van Gogh, give me an impressionistic piece of crime film. Although when you're watching it, you think it's some guys in a dark house with no power, cops shooting a crime scene. But it would never have looked that interesting if it had actually been done that way. We just heightened it a little because his ability to absorb that idea was instantaneous. I didn't really know what I wanted until we started to shoot it. And I said, that's what I'd like to get. I sort of had the feeling. I didn't know how to express the feeling. He said, I know what you want. Just watch this. Just watch what I'm doing and tell me if this is what you want. And I watched it on the monitor. I said, yeah, that's the idea. He said, good. Okay, let's go shoot it all. How many cinematographers were they ever going to find who could do that?